Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Three of today's papers are leading with yesterday's announcement that Rory McIlroy has filed for divorce 7 years after his lavish wedding ceremony at Ashford Castle. The 35-year-old, who has an estimated wealth of £230 million, is also pictured on the front of most of today's papers, alongside his soon-to-be ex-wife, Erica Stahl. While the Belfast Telegraph opts for a shot of them on a golf course looking a little glum, the picture in the Irish Daily Mirror shows them in happier times, attending a formal event, looking every inch the golden couple of golf. The Irish Daily Star, meanwhile, runs with the shot of the couple with their 3-year-old daughter, who we're told they now hope to share custody of. The Telegraph reminds us that the couple first met at the Ryder Cup in 2012, when she helped him make his tea time for a match after he had overslept, while the Star and Mirror report that McIlroy is using the same lawyer that US singer Joe Jonas is using for his divorce from British actress Sophie Turner. The couple have been living in a house in Florida, which they bought from Ernie Els for €9 million, in a development which is also home to other sports stars such as Michael Jordan and Serena and Venus Williams. Luxury properties also feature in the lead story in today's Irish Times, which details how members of the Kinahan family have sold off millions of euro worth of property in Dubai after they were targeted by sanctions in 2022. There's another property story in the front of the Irish Independent, where it's reported that the government's waiver of development levies and water connection fees is driving the construction of new homes. Yesterday's announcement that the government is to cut payments to Ukrainian people who fled here to escape the war in their country generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner. Emma Lane Spallin of the Ukraine Civil Society Forum asserts that the government decision was influenced by a radical thuggish edge. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports that weight loss drugs such as Ozempic are being sold online, often by people who have obtained them via legitimate prescriptions. Former Fine Gael TD and pharmacist Kate O'Connell tells the paper that she's warned customers who bought these drugs online about the danger of injecting themselves with something they know nothing about. The Irish News leads today with the apology which First Minister Michelle O'Neill gave to the COVID inquiry in Northern Ireland yesterday over her attendance at the funeral of senior Republican Bobby Storey in June 2020. Contrition, deflection, and finally an apology is the headline there. And finally, while the inappropriate behaviour of Irish people on the new portal linking Dublin to Manhattan has been grabbing all the headlines, the antics of an OnlyFans glamour model in New York, which has closed the facility yet again, provides the Irish Sun with its lead story this morning. 25-year-old Ava Louise, who, as the Sun describes it, flashed her boobs to Dubliners on the portal over the weekend, defends her action in an interview with Gary Manini. That is liberally sprinkled with double entendres.
Fiona, thank you.